to the White Star Temple podcast. I'm Soltik, speaking to you from Australia, and this is episode 32. Well, thanks for joining me. I thought I'd squeeze in another episode before the end of the year. So I do have some news to share with you. I recently uploaded a new temple video from my ongoing teaching series to my YouTube channel, which is called Soltik Channel. And the video is called Non-Spatiality Within Creation. And in it, I focus upon the idea of location and place, or the absence of it, when we are in a non-physical form. Because we know that in our physical dimension, where we have a physical body, we do have this sense of place, location, and spatiality. But in the absence of these things, are these qualities still relevant? Do we still have a sense of these things when not in body? And if we don't, then what replaces these perceptions? So do please go and have a watch of this video. It's not very long. You can also go to my website, whitestartemple.com, and under the news section, you'll find a link to my YouTube channel. You can also join me, of course, on Instagram. Just look for Soltik Channel, and also on Facebook. I'd love you to join me. As I'm keeping this particular episode brief, we'll head straight into the free meditation from within the White Star Temple. And as always, I encourage you to listen to this meditation in a meditative state of mind. And in that way, you'll benefit greatly from the energies received. This time around, we're going to hear from the Egyptian Ascended Master once more. And I've chosen this particular meditation because we are at the close of our present year and soon to go into the new year. And Akhenaten touches upon the idea of our spirit having an inner silence, or a powerful aspect within our spirit where everything is catalogued of our thoughts, our feelings, what it is that we generate within the spirit of ourselves and the experiences we have within a multidimensional existence. So this powerful silence that is within every soul is a repository for these experiences. And Akhenaten says it's not quite like the Akashic records, which of themselves are not an accurate description. It's something different again. So it's an interesting meditation, and timely for us to reflect back over the year and what it is we've chosen to experience, how we've reacted to those experiences, and what has been the riches that we have drawn from them, and the wisdom also. So I do hope that you enjoy this meditation from Akhenaten. I'd like to thank you so much for joining me in this past year, and I do hope that you'll continue next year to spend your listening time with me. So until then, I'm Soltik, all the best, and bye for now. Greetings, dearest ones. It is I, your friend Akhenaten,
who is with you in this moment. As you elevate your perceptions, coming into the higher dimensions of light and therefore love, and I am with you, and this is actual. There is a harmonic that we sense all about us, a reverberation, so to speak, from the greater spirit of self, your spirit. And there is a communication that forms upon this harmonic, though it is not a literal language, as you would understand it to be, for that is not the way of spirit. And as you are an aspect of your soul, this harmonic, this resonance, is deeply personal. And truly powerful. So then, become alert in this moment, allowing all distraction to recede. Becoming naked, becoming bare, becoming the pure love, the pure light. Becoming the one breath. Allowing a silence to form deeply within you. The silence I speak of is cavernous, that is to say, there's a depth to it that reaches back into the ancient lineage of your spirit. As you widen and deepen into this silence, and as you set aside distraction, and as you breathe in unison with your spirit, then you begin to sense the heartbeat your soul, and the resonance of which I speak, the harmonic uniquely yours. Into the spirit of self. For your soul embraces you, as well you know. There is constant and continual interaction between the spirit of self and you, its human counterpart. Though for most, it goes unheeded. Yet the purpose of this harmonic, this resonance, is in fact to not be noticed while you are in the human dimension. But here, as you journey into the higher dimensions, you come into awareness of it. If you turn your gaze toward it, so to speak, if you become wide open and silent, the ancient silence, there is such a power to silence. And that which I speak of is more than the absence of distraction. And we may say the silence within the spirit of self we can liken to time. And though it is not of time, there is a similarity. For in your dimension of time, there is a recording of it. That is to say, time holds within itself your experiences. In days of old, this was named the Akashic Records, though that is a too literal interpretation, and it is held in the embrace of time. But outside the dimension of physicality, where time ceases to be, there is this silence, and it too records, do you see? It holds within itself memory. Though that is not an accurate word, but I have no other. There is a universal silence, for we are not separate within creation. Yet more importantly, there is the personal silence within the spirit of self. We speak of this in the same manner as the falling inward, for you fall into this silence, and though there is not time, there is still a sense of great lineage, and that which is ancient, as if your soul stretches back to its point of origin, and it is through this silence and just as a singing bowl becomes great instrument of sound and resonance, the spirit of self creates this harmonic within the depth of this silence, as if the silence itself was such as a singing bowl. So then, take a moment to lay down your breath, to sense the heartbeat, to come into this silence, falling willingly into it, and then await your personal harmonic breathe and deepen. For I am with you in this moment, and we come into togetherness now. As we draw our perception away from the beckoning silence, and draw our focus to the many and those whom guide and support you, of which I am part. And with them, we come into the one breath. Aware that every single one of us has this personal, deeply personal retreat within. The intimate silence of our spirit, divinely given. And the record of our existence imprinted upon this silence. Unspeakable, yet deeply felt. There is a great sense of comfort to to this, do you see? Nothing is lost to us. All that you experience in any dimension, save that which is the contrast of your world, is never lost. It becomes part of the fabric within which we weave and through which we move. And the harmonic becomes an expression of this. The unspoken language of your spirit and its lineage. A vast and beautiful well from which your spirit draws. What you have come to know, feel, and experience is never lost. As if each of us were a living repository. And the beauty is that we understand this of each other, that just as we are, so then is every other soul and sentience, with their story, their journey, and the richness of it recorded, available, unique. And over your centuries, millennia, there have been many upon your world as humans who fear being lost to time. Their lives, their thoughts, their feelings, and who they perceive themselves to be, being unrecorded. There is a fear for many humans of being unknown, again lost to time. And that is actual. For so very, very few are written into your history in a literal manner. But nothing is lost, and even the illusionary human journey is never lost. And that is where the comfort lies. That you will always be known, and known in your entirety. And all that you have gained, all that you have drawn to you, and all the self-realizations, all the insights, and absolutely and irrevocably every moment of love is still with you. It is held in the silence. We are transparent as the many. And perhaps this is alarming to the idea of the very human experience of privacy. But that is an irrelevant concept in spirit. And though we each have our personal harmonic, our silence that holds our existence as it is recorded. We are still transparent to each other. But it is by will, do you see? For there is in fact a courtesy, for want of a better word, within spirit and amongst the many. And though we are transparent, we may extend invitations to each other. For we do not see all and experience all at once of each other. Only by will and focus. So that as I see you in this moment, I see the entirety of you. But that is because you are my focus. My attention is upon you. By your unspoken agreement, we merge and we show ourselves the fullness of our transparency to each other. But if you will this not to be so, and I do not see, for I experience your feeling of this, and as I love you, and as we are not separate, then I gaze upon the surface only. Your spirit. And though I use words, they are poor, and all description is by its very use of language highly inaccurate. But you understand the essence of that which I speak. We say this often, that you are known, and that we know you. It has a far, far deeper resonance than it first presents. It is one of the most powerful blessings within the greater spirit, that we come to know each other. And in our fullness. And every time I declare that I know you, something within the human spirit of self becomes stronger, more certain, steadier. For somewhere you begin to remember the bedrock upon which you stand, and that is the infinite and transparent many. So then, take heart. And I am Akhenaton, Adonai.